SpakeX IPO, the $100 billion BET podcast script. Upbeat, tech-forward, instrumental, with space ambience. Welcome to Capital Markets Unpacked. I'm your host, and this week we're breaking down one of the most anticipated IPO filings of the decade. SpaceX's formal entry into the public markets at a valuation that's making Wall Street simultaneously excited and nervous. $100 billion. That's not a typo. SpaceX just filed for its IPO this week. And yes, this is actually happening, not some future hypothetical. The company that lands rockets and runs satellites across the planet is about to become publicly traded. But here's the tension. Is this the investment opportunity of a generation or an expensive bet on hype? Today, we're breaking down both sides of this argument with precision. By the end of this episode, you'll understand why some analysts think SpaceX is undervalued, why others see red flags everywhere, and what this means for your portfolio. Let's get into it. Segment one, the headline. First, the facts. SpaceX has officially submitted its IPO filing with a valuation target of $90 to $120 billion. Let's call it $100 billion. For round numbers, the company is planning to raise $10 billion and list on NASDAQ under the ticker SPACX. Why now? Three reasons. One, regulatory pressure is mounting on high-tech IPOs. The SEC is scrutinizing valuations more carefully after several high-profile failures. SpaceX wants to move while there's still momentum. Two, interest rates are volatile. Capital markets hate uncertainty, especially for capital-intensive businesses. SpaceX needs funding now before the window potentially closes. Three, the space industry is red hot. Satellites aren't some niche sci-fi concept anymore. They're infrastructure, and SpaceX dominates that space. Here's what makes this IPO genuinely different from the typical tech hype cycle. SpaceX has actual revenue, real revenue, and lots of it. In 2024, SpaceX generated $4.8 billion in commercial launch revenue. In 2025, they're projecting $6.2 billion. That's 29% year-over-year growth in a single business line. But here's the kicker. That's not counting Starlink. Starlink is the satellite internet constellation. Think of it as internet beamed from space directly to your house or your farm or wherever you are on Earth. And it's become a revenue machine. Over 500 million subscribers. Annual recurring revenue, approximately $12 billion. So when you add it together, SpaceX's total addressable revenue is somewhere north of $18 billion annually, with more growth on the horizon. That context matters, because a $100 billion valuation isn't some random number pulled from a hat. It's based on fundamentals. Messy, complicated fundamentals, but fundamentals nonetheless. Segment two, the bull case. Let's start with the people who think this valuation is actually justified, or even conservative. The bull case rests on three pillars: growth, market demand, and improving unit economics. On growth, SpaceX has achieved something most aerospace companies never do. Revenue has doubled for three consecutive years. Not 20% growth, not 50% growth. 100% growth year after year. That's venture capital growth rates in a heavy industrial business. That's genuinely rare. The company went from a loss of $400 million in 2023 to a profit of $1.2 billion in 2025. Think about that trajectory. In 2 years, they swung from bleeding cash to printing profit. That's the kind of inflection point that justifies re-rating a company's valuation. On market demand, this is where SpaceX's position becomes almost unassailable. Let me explain the secular trend here. Satellite constellations are replacing traditional ground infrastructure. Why? Because satellites can reach anywhere on Earth instantly. No waiting for fiber optic cables to be laid, no dependency on aging telecommunications infrastructure. This is particularly valuable in three markets: rural broadband, maritime connectivity, and government defense applications. In 2000, 2003, and 2004, SpaceX completed 120 launches. In 2005, they're targeting 150. That's a 25% increase in capacity. Why does SpaceX need that capacity? Because customers are buying it. Government contracts, commercial satellite operators, research institutions, they all want launches, and SpaceX is the only provider with the scale and reliability to handle the volume. Amazon's Project Kuiper needs satellites launched. They're going to use SpaceX. OneWeb needs capacity refreshes. SpaceX again. The U.S. Space Force wants redundancy in launch capacity. SpaceX is essential. This isn't speculative demand. These are signed contracts and government appropriations. On unit economics, here's the counterintuitive fact that most investors miss. Starlink isn't just a profit center. It's actually a government-subsidized profit center. According to the U.S. Government Accountability Office, SpaceX has received over $1 billion in subsidies for the Starlink program, primarily for rural broadband deployment. Now, before you roll your eyes at government subsidies, understand what this means. The government is essentially paying SpaceX to build out infrastructure that benefits the entire economy. That reduces SpaceX's capital burden and improves its cash flow profile. With Starlink's annual recurring revenue hitting $12 billion and assuming a reasonable 40% gross margin on those subscriptions, you're looking at $4.8 billion in gross profit from that single business line. That's almost equivalent to their entire commercial launch revenue. So here's the bull argument in one sentence. SpaceX is a $4.8 billion commercial launch business growing 29% annually, plus a $12 billion satellite internet business growing 20% per year with improving profitability and government support. At $100 billion, that's roughly 5 times revenue. For a company growing at 30%, that's not crazy expensive. For comparison, you'll see that some aerospace and defense companies trade at 8.10 times revenue. Boeing trades at around 1.5 times revenue, but that's because Boeing is essentially a mature cash cow business. SpaceX is neither mature nor a cash cow. It's reinvesting everything back into growth. The bull case is, at its core, an argument about growth optionality. Yes, SpaceX is expensive today, but if they execute on their roadmap, and historically they have, the valuation will look cheap within 3 to 5 years. Segment 3, the bear case. Now let's talk about why serious investors are nervous. The bear case isn't about SpaceX being a bad business. It's about valuation meeting reality in a rising interest rate environment. First problem, debt levels. SpaceX's total debt exceeds $20 billion. That's enormous. For context, that's more debt than most Fortune 500 companies carry. SpaceX also maintains a $5 billion cash reserve, so their net debt is around $15 billion. In a low interest rate environment, $15 billion in net debt is manageable. But we're not in a low interest rate environment. The Fed funds rate is elevated. If SpaceX refinances that debt in this environment, borrowing costs go up significantly. A 1% increase in interest rates on $15 billion in debt means an extra $150 million in annual interest expense. That's meaningful, and it directly impacts cash flow and profitability. Second problem, research and development spending. SpaceX spent $3.5 billion on R&D in 2025. That's 29% of their revenue. Compare that to Boeing, which spends roughly 5-7% on R&D, or even to high-growth tech companies like Tesla, which spends around 3-5%. SpaceX is spending more than 5 times the industry average on R&D as a percentage of revenue. Why? Because they're not done innovating. They're developing Starship, the massive, super heavy launch vehicle that's supposed to revolutionize space transportation. Starship is one of the most ambitious engineering projects on the planet. It's also one of the most capital intensive. That R&D spending isn't going down. It's probably going up, which means SpaceX's path to operating margins in the 20-30% range, the margins you'd need to justify a $100 billion valuation on fundamentals, is further away than the bulls admit. Third problem, regulatory uncertainty. Starlink operates in a regulatory minefield. In the US, the FCC controls spectrum. In Europe, regulators are already hostile to SpaceX's presence. In India, regulators have basically blocked Starlink from operating. In Brazil, Starlink was temporarily banned. These aren't isolated incidents. They're evidence of a pattern. Governments like the idea of satellite internet, but they don't like SpaceX controlling it. Every new country market is a regulatory battle. Every spectrum renewal is a potential existential threat. The commercial launch business faces similar regulatory constraints. Export controls on rocket technology are tightening. The ITAR regulations, international traffic and arms regulations, restrict what SpaceX can sell internationally and to whom. These rules could change with the new administration. One regulatory shock, just one, could cut SpaceX's revenue growth projections by 20-30%. That immediately impacts valuation. Fourth problem, competition. SpaceX isn't alone in this space anymore. Rocket Lab is launching frequently, albeit with smaller payloads. Blue Origin is scaling up. In China, government-backed launch providers are becoming more reliable. In Europe, Arianespace is developing new vehicles. None of these competitors will dethrone SpaceX, but they will erode SpaceX's pricing power and market share over time. As launch capacity increases industry-wide, prices come down. That margins compression scenario is already built into bear case models. Fifth problem, valuation discipline. A $100 billion valuation is based on multiple growth assumptions coming true simultaneously. Starlink grows to 1 billion subscribers, currently at 500 million. Negative Starlink, ARPU, average revenue per user, doesn't decline despite competition. Commercial launches maintain 25% plus annual growth. Government contracts continue to expand. Negative Starship successfully launches, enabling lunar missions and Mars architecture, which doesn't generate revenue until 2030s at earliest. If any one of these assumptions breaks, valuation compresses significantly. If two break, you're looking at 30-40% downside. Here's the brutal truth. SpaceX's current valuation prices in near perfection. There's very little margin for error. In an environment where capital markets are already nervous about high growth, capital-intensive businesses, that's a significant risk. A bear-focused analyst might say SpaceX is worth $70, 80 billion, not $100 billion. At $100 billion, you're paying for flawless execution in a regulatory environment you can't control. That's a sucker bet. Segment 4, the data deep dive. Let's look at the actual numbers that matter. SpaceX's 2250 revenue is projected at $18.4 billion, combining commercial launches and Starlink. That's annualized revenue. The company is profitable at $1.2 billion net income. Operating margin is approximately 6.5%. Here's the weird part. That operating margin is actually razor thin for a company trading at this valuation. You'd expect a $100 billion company with premium growth to be running 15-20% operating margins, not 6.5. The reason margins are so low, that $3.5 billion R&D spend. If SpaceX stopped innovating and cut R&D in half, operating margins would immediately jump to 15%. But that's not possible. Starship development is non-negotiable for the company's long-term strategy. So what we're really looking at is you're paying $100 billion for a company generating $1.2 billion in profit. That's a P/E ratio of approximately 83. For perspective, that's expensive. That's venture scale pricing. Now, let's adjust for growth. If SpaceX grows earnings 40% annually for the next 3 years, that P/E compresses to about 14 by year 3. That becomes reasonable. But that's a big if. On the revenue multiple front, at $100 billion valuation against $18.4 billion in annual revenue, SpaceX is trading at 5.4 times. Here's how that compares. SpaceX, 5.4x revenue, Lockheed Martin, 2.1x revenue, Northrop Grumman, 2.3x revenue, Azure Space, if publicly traded, probably 6-8x revenue. The only aerospace comparables trading at similar multiples are other high-growth space companies. That tells you something. SpaceX is priced as a growth stock, not as a mature aerospace supplier. That's not inherently wrong, but it means the stock is vulnerable if growth slows. Segment 5, the verdict. So is SpaceX worth $100 billion? The honest answer, yes and no. It depends on your time horizon and risk tolerance. For long-term investors with a 5-7 year horizon, SpaceX at $100 billion probably makes sense. The company has multiple paths to justify this valuation: Starlink growth, commercial launch expansion, potential government contracts we haven't even seen announced yet. If you believe in Elon Musk's vision for space-based infrastructure, this is worth the premium. For value investors or short-term traders, there's significant downside risk. The company is priced for perfection. One or two growth assumptions breaking sends you to $70, 80 billion valuation. That's 230% downside, not upside. For risk-averse investors, this isn't an index fund holding. This is a satellite position, no pun intended. You take 2-5% of your portfolio and accept the volatility. Here's what I'd watch after the IPO. 1, Starlink subscriber growth. If they miss guidance, stock gets crushed. If they exceed it and average revenue per user stays stable, you see re-rating up. 2, launch cadence. Can they really hit 150 launches in 2025? If yes, that's validation of operational capability. If no, margins compress. 3, debt refinancing. Watch their interest expense closely. If refinancing costs spike, that flows directly to the bottom line. 4, regulatory headlines. Any Starlink ban in a major market or any tightening of export controls is a sell signal. These risks are real. 5. Starship progress. The first commercial lunar landing using Starship would be validation of the long-term thesis. Repeated failures would be problematic. Segment 6. Final thoughts. SpaceX's IPO is genuinely significant, not just for the company, but for the market. This is the first major space infrastructure company going public at scale. The precedent matters. If SpaceX trades up 50% in year one, you'll see a flood of space company IPOs. If it stagnates or corrects, the sector cools for years. The bull case is compelling. A company with real revenue, real growth, and real profitability in a massive secular market. The bear case is also compelling. Expensive valuation, significant regulatory risk, and crushing R&D burdens. The truth, as always, is somewhere in the middle. SpaceX is probably worth more than $80 billion and less than $120 billion. Whether the IPO at $100 billion is the best entry point is your call. What we know for certain, this company will either revolutionize space-based infrastructure and make you very rich, or stumble on regulatory or operational challenges and disappoint investors who chase the hype. The question isn't whether SpaceX is a good company. It's whether you're getting a good price. And on that, reasonable people disagree. That's Capital Markets Unpacked. I'm your host. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this breakdown, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Leave a rating if you have a minute. It helps other investors find us. Next week, we're breaking down earnings season and what corporate profit margins are telling us about inflation. You won't want to miss it. Until then, invest smart, stay skeptical, and remember, just because something can go to the moon doesn't mean it won't crash back to Earth. Take care.